This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
It is 7:50. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning, Professor Eitan Gilboa. Very, very good morning to you. So the latest seems to be that those talks that were meant to be happening in Bergenstock have in Switzerland have been cancelled. What do we know?
Yes. Good morning, Howard. I'm not surprised. The Iranians are genius in conducting negotiations in bad faith. They are manipulating, threatening, all kinds of things that they have been practicing in the last 20 years. They are saying that Israel and therefore the United States are violating item number one in the Memorandum of Understanding, which refers to a ceasefire in Lebanon. There's no ceasefire. There hasn't been any ceasefire in Lebanon. Hezbollah has been attacking both civilian towns and villages as well as the Israeli military forces in South Lebanon all the time. And Israel responded last night. And but the main issue here is the linkage that Iran successfully made between the agreement with the United States and the situation in Lebanon. It's very clear that if that linkage is kept, then Lebanon will never be free from Hezbollah terrorist control over its government and military, because we know that the only obstacle for real Israeli-Lebanese peace is Hezbollah. And Hezbollah is not a genuine Lebanese political and military movement. Hezbollah is an agent of Iran. And therefore, I think the United States made a mistake, a huge mistake, of several mistakes by accepting that linkage. The United States could have told Iran, Hezbollah has to be disarmed. We're not going to deal with it.
Right.
And apparently Trump failed to do so.
Do you think they really are fooled by this? And this is a conversation I keep having. The United States knows exactly who Iran is. They know exactly what is happening, who Hezbollah is. They know that Iran is funding it. They know that Hezbollah has no right to be in Lebanon. But somehow they are appear to be going along with this fiction. What does that mean? What does that tell us?
Trump has been eager to avoid resumption of war, of the war. And that meant to reach some agreement with Iran. And he wrote a book about negotiations. Mm-hmm. And one of the principles, is do not appear so eager to sign an agreement because the other side may exploit that for concessions. And Trump has violated his own principles so many times in the last few weeks. So yesterday, even today, the 60-day negotiation should have begun on nuclear issues. Iran has no interest in resolving the nuclear issues, and they would find any excuse to avoid negotiations, and they are using now the situation in Lebanon as a way to either press the United States, to press Israel, to refrain from any responses to Hezbollah terrorism, or if the U.S. agreed, then they would find another excuse to delay and manipulate the negotiations. I think there's very, very low chance. We talk only about probabilities. Everything could happen. But the Memorandum of Understanding is all about economics. Trump wants oil to flow through the Hormuz Straits. This issue did not exist before the beginning of the war. It is now even only partially resolved because, yes, both the United States and Iran have removed barriers to passage in the Straits. However, suspension of tolls is secured only for 60 days. After 60 days, Iran says, we are going to establish a toll system together with Oman, and Trump is arguing exactly the opposite. So the question is what cards Trump has in negotiations with Iran, and apparently he does not have right now any.
The behavior or the comments by J.D. Vance are alarming, extreme, ignorant, all of those adjectives. What's being made of those of his comments?
Yes, this is quite interesting. He said, and Trump also echoed him, that it's okay for Iran to develop and hold ballistic missiles. What this joke is about? Iran is not having nuclear missiles for defensive purposes. They have been developing it for offensive purposes, as has been shown in the two rounds of warfare with both the United States and Israel. So this is quite remarkable to say something like that. And in recent days, I have been asked several times Trump's advances, comments about the situation, about the agreement. And the only way I think to judge at this time the consequences and the results of the war is to go back to the goals Trump had set for the war. And one of those was, I would say two of the goals that he emphasized. Number one, the United States would demand restrictions about missiles. And number two, he said, the United States will not tolerate Iran's funding and helping and equipping its proxies in the Middle East. Suddenly, these two issues have disappeared from the negotiations. And therefore, I think Trump failed to achieve promises, to implement these promises. And I'm very skeptical about the nuclear negotiations because Trump demanded that the 60% enriched uranium would have to be taken out of Iran to a third party. Now they are saying Iran would somehow dilute the percentage, say from 60% to a lower percent, and it's going to be done on Iranian soil. It's not clear. The whole thing about enrichment is not clear. So in my book, the United States made many more obligations and Iran very, very few. And Trump is paying. Maybe Trump thinks that he can buy Iran. You know, he's a businessman. He thinks he can buy the Iranian regime. And therefore, he is ready now to release frozen assets, estimated at about $24 billion immediately. And then he's saying the United States and American Arab allies in the Gulf would establish a $300 billion foundation to rebuild Iran. So Iran is getting payment in cash but gave Trump delayed checks whose value is highly questionable.
Absolutely right. And that's where we leave it. And thank you, as always, Professor Eitan Gilboa. Thank you for chatting to us. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. It is 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. After 8, we'll be chatting to Raymond Hack, understanding Bafana Bafana's performance. Also, a little bit after that, Major Andrew Fox, former British Army officer, talking about these events.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.